just to maybe wrap up a few points about Yichud, final points. You mentioned that regards to a stepchild or regards to a step siblings, you have a situation of Yichud. Rav Moshe and the Tzitz Eliezer both say there's not a problem in Yichud with from a parent to a child, an adopted parent to an adopted child. Most persons disagree with that, that there is an issue of Yichud. It's a situation, obviously, which Balabir is not going to work because it's Liba Gaspa. Tessa Pesuch Rabban would work. The best case is to give some other people, if you want to be Makran and Akram Moshe, would be to give somebody a way to get in, to come in and then put the key, and people, and they actually should come in. That would be the best thing to do with that. Regards to elevators, as he mentioned, they said the shear, this amount of Yichud, the Chumrah is about a minute, it's a minute and a half. An elevator is not a problem because even if you're in there by yourself, but somebody can always get on any floor. One exception to that is you go to something, they have these high-speed elevators, you go to the very tall buildings to get into the elevator, and the first stop is floor 73. All right, so from floor number one to floor 73, there's no stops. So if you get a situation like that, and it takes about a minute or whatever, a minute to get up to that point, so you have a situation where potentially you have a Yichud issue. So if you get it, you see there's a woman going in, and it's only the two of you. You should not go in that. You should wait for the next elevator. We have a situation where we spoke about a person that gets a summer job. He's working in an office, and the situation of the office is it's him with some women. So if the people could be coming in, it's not a problem. If the owner of the business is a man, so he could be, he's not there right now, but he could be coming back at any time, again, that's going to be fine. Let's say the owner is out of town. The owner's out of town, and this is an office where nobody is going to be coming in. You do have a situation, you should try to leave the door open. If that wouldn't be an option, to leave the door open so that somebody could walk in, etc., you should make arrangement that somebody's down the hall should get a key or something like that, which then the person should be able to come in. So those are some examples where it is an issue. We spoke about doctor's office. You mentioned again that your relatives do have a problem in Yichud, so if your aunt comes for a visit and right now, then she decides to stay home and you're home and someone's two of you at home, you do have a Yichud situation. Of an aunt with a nephew was an Yichud situation, or cousins would be a Yichud situation. Those are potential cases. Once you guys get into the world of Shaduchin, so sitting again, we mentioned again, sitting with a person's on a date, sits in the car late at night on the side street, you do have a problem with Yichud. If the cars will be passing by, that's not a problem. Within, we say, Eric, every 10 minutes, that's not a problem. They have to be able to see inside. The best thing to do is leave the dome light on. This way, people clearly can see who's driving by, will be able to see inside, and that wouldn't be a problem if you use that heter. Person going to the doctor, we mentioned going to the doctor, if a man going to a female doctor, or vice versa, a woman going to a male doctor, there is potential for Yichud situations, but many situations where there's going to potentially somebody could walk into that room, so then you don't have a Yichud, if you have a situation where they can walk in, somebody's asking a question, x-ray, so you have the x-ray technician is giving, so you shut the door and she stands behind this barrier and it's just you and her in the room, because you're not supposed to walk in, it's a little radiation. Alright, so it's a man with a woman. There's nobody else going to be walking in there. It's a big sign, danger, do not walk in at you. Right? So why isn't that a problem? Why isn't that a problem of Yichud? Theoretically, it should be. But even technicians are able to walk, even though the door says don't walk in, technicians do walk in. So the door can be open, and that would be the heter of the situation. Again, if you have a situation where you can't, some type of test where they can't walk in, or they shouldn't be walking in, if you would have a problem with Yichud, you'd have to ask, maybe you should get somebody else who could be present with there in the room, or to get somebody else to be a technician. Okay, have a good morning.